No Jumper, coolest podcast in the motherfucking world. Today we have a esteemed trapper turned rapper, Hood Rich, Pablo Juan, on this motherfucking podcast. My first question is, how the hell are you Pablo Juan? You don't look like a Pablo or a Juan. I'm gonna be totally honest with you.
The hood named me Pablo Juan. You know what I mean? PJ. I've been PJ Pablo Juan since I was little. PJ. But now I grew up. I actually was PJ, but Pablo Juan developed when I was probably like, I'd say about 15, because they seen how I was bossing up, so they hood just gave my name.
That's a thing in Atlanta, huh? Is that motherfuckers, if they're real street, then they give them like Mexican names.
No, it's not even that. It's anywhere you go. They're going to give you a name according to your character.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like if you a goofy, they're going to call you goddamn goofy, nigga. Big head or some shit. Dickhead.
Big head. That's what they call me.
We got niggas in the hood we call dickhead. You know what I mean? Shit bag.
Shit bag
and,
shorty.
And look, we literally got a shit bag and he literally smells like shit. He stinks. His sneakers go to the side.
Why do you keep him around?
I don't. But OGK keep him around because goddamn, I guess he just needs somebody who goddamn. He's very trustworthy. Because if he wasn't, he would have been not looking like a shit bag.
Hey, what's this jacket you got on with your own name on it?
Lonerism, customize it. You know what I mean?
Anything else on there?
Sorry. Yeah, say Hood Rich Pablo on there. My man, they ain't got the emojis. I think I got enough on.
Damn, you got a lot of chains on, too. How many chains you got? Six?
Nah, I think I got like four of them on.
Can you get a little closer to the mic, sorry?
Yeah, I got like four of them on, you know what I mean?
So you just got off the flight from Atlanta?
Yeah, true.
How long were you back in your home turf?
I was there since like probably Sunday or Monday. Just coming home from New York Fashion Week.
Yeah, so what was that like?
It's cool.
Fashion Week. That's the new trap move.
I got some of the exclusive V-Long Air Force One.
For real? You have those?
Yeah.
Aren't they worth like 40 grand or 100 grand or some shit?
Mine are.
Are they numbered or anything? You get a special one?
Yeah, I got the one with the, they made some a couplers on like 10 of them with the V on the tongue.
Okay.
And then they made the rest on with Nike.
Damn, for real?
So, you know, you got to check your shoes, see which one you got.
Well, so how's Barry going to feel if he sees those pop up on eBay?
He probably going to be mad as shit, no lie. He ain't with that reselling shit.
Yeah, that's bad news. You don't do that? So what happens to your old clothes? There's a question I've never asked.
Give them to the hood.
You just haven't given them out.
I'm going to be real, bro. I always, you know, I give as many blessings as I get, I feel like.
Uh-huh. That's nice. Yeah, that's always a question that they ask in like corny ass interviews that I see sometimes. They'll be like, "What do you do with your old clothes?"
Everything that I stop wearing, I always go to somebody because I feel like I want to be able to say, "Yeah, I did something good." Even when he coming out the house, even though it's old to me, one man trash is another man treasure.
That's the truth.
He's feeling way better about himself now.
And there's certain items like you can wear that jacket a lot, but there's certain items that you can't really wear them like 100 times or it just don't work.
Red bottoms, Chanel, Chanel's. Can't get caught in them too many times.
So how come there was no Zans on the plane? They weren't handing them out? The flight attendant didn't give them to you or anything?
Zans? It wasn't no Zans?
That's what I heard you guys saying before.
Who said that, Peso? Peso ain't had no Zans on the plane.
I need one, but I need one.
Had to do some quick mic recovery right there. So how you know Matt? Matt always comes through with the true, true weed abusers.
Well, that answers your question.
You're also the only dude I think I've ever seen with four blunts rolled sitting in a little cup. Where's that cup?
Yeah, it's in an old Turbo OG jar that Matt gave me. Shout out to Matt, man. He stayed laced with the Turbo OG.
Those things are fat, too. Fucking gorilla fingers right there.
It's actually Gorilla Glue with Strawberry Moon Rock. Shout out to Louder Space Dispensary. Shout out to
And what are we sipping Metro on Blue. Here, both in terms of the narcotics and the actual soda?
High tech in Pineapple Fanta right now, just the ordinary.
Is that the look? Is there any like rare sodas that you use, or I always use the same one?
Yeah, I like that Sprite Cherry I found last night.
Ah,
real dirty.
Damn, that's dope. How many?
It's always cool to find rare drinks when you're a lean drinker.
He's like sommelier of soda.
Everybody know like if you're a real lean drinker, that's the fun part of it. Like hell no, I ain't just finna pour up in anything.
Yeah, what's the most rare soda you ever poured up in?
Rares. Let me see. Let me go rare.
LeBron?
Yeah, I would say that. I think because the LeBron G-Mix, Sprite G-Mix, it only stayed out for maybe a month.
Really?
Yeah, it's super good.
Damn, you should have stockpiled that shit.
Yeah, true enough.
How many lines you got in that thing right there?
We dropped the Deuce in the Phantom, made it dirty, you know.
What kind of cups are those, too?
Man, these are coffee cups. You know, you gotta what you call that? Plan B these folks when they don't got the right one. Because you see how peso them sipping. Before I go mini.
They're single cup.
Before I go mini 8 ounce cup. With the brr.
Yo, but you, that's pretty impressive, though. That's a flex right there, the fact that you've been in Los Angeles for like 2 hours and you're pouring up already.
Nah, shout out to L.A., man. I love L.A. I got a lot of weed, a lot of drink.
As soon as I get out of plane.
It's this land.
You're definitely living up to your lyrics, because I was thinking earlier, I'm like, man, this guy's got to be the most prolific fucking drug rapper I ever heard in my life. It's instructional gods to how to fucking just put yourself in a coma. I'm good. I'm going to wait till after the interview to smoke.
If you listen to it, you kind of could tell it's authentic. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. It definitely sounds authentic. You know, it's kind of like you describing what color all the drugs are is sort of like, it reminds me of when Young Dro came out. You remember Young Dro?
Yeah.
Remember he was coming out talking about how every different car was a different color and how it looked like something else?
Yeah.
And I listen to you sometimes,
candy,
I'm like...
Candy coated apple. Just look like morphine.
But now you're out here on the scene and you're saying that the Percocets look like fucking bubblegum. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, damn, he adaptive. It ain't about the cars.
I
it's
got
about
some bubblegum cookie that smell like bubblegum now.
Yeah, but why do I not like Percocets, though? I take that shit and it just makes me feel like shit.
I don't know. It's kind of upper.
The Zans work. The perks, it just makes
it's
me feel weird.
It's kind of when you, I'm going to be real, when you're on the lean, you need something to balance you out.
Then the perks help balance you out.
Yeah. Hey, yeah. It's upper.
Okay.
Shout out to the perks. I'm on 230 right now.
Damn. Props. so let's get back to the old shit. I want to know, where are you coming from? Where were you born exactly? Because you're from Jersey, right?
Yeah, I was born in North New Jersey, actually, and I moved to Keller Road. You know what I'm saying? Due to some mishaps we had.
What was that? What age did you move?
I was like 3.
Oh, 3. Okay. Yeah. What? So was your dad getting in trouble or something?
Yeah, he actually was.
What? What was your dad on the same shit you're on?
Nah, he was way worse than me.
What? With like real crime?
Real OG.
Yeah. He ended up turning himself to a minister. He actually security for Farrakhan.
For real?
Farrakhan helped him change his life over.
What was it that happened that made him fucking flip the switch?
I'm to be real. When you get that knowledge, like anytime you get some real knowledge, you suck it in.
Right.
Like even math, before you know what 2 + 2 is, when they teach you how to do it, you gonna want to know how to get to 4 + 4.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Unless you just retarded and say, all right, that's it. So, you know, anybody, he got the knowledge and ate it up and sucked it in.
God damn it, fucking Phil. Hey, so what are you saying? You're saying that like you rob enough banks and shit, you sell enough dope that eventually you just gotta find God?
Yeah.
You think it might happen
literally,
to you?
I never knew my dad till one time. I knew him 2 times. Like, we got pulled over by the police. And, you know what I mean? He whipped out his brother ID. And his brother, just like me, he got a brother that looked like him. So he like, yeah, I'm using my brother name. Don't say nothing. So he used the brother name. Both of them were from out of town. So I'm looking like, you know, I ain't even know you were crooked. I'm really little, so I'm looking like, what the fuck you doing? Crooked as fuck.
So that was the day you realized. Bed,
he started telling me all the shit. He told me a lot of shit.
Oh, really? So that's when he started confessing shit?
Just telling me shit. A lot of shit. I used to be on heroin. I was like, damn. Just some shit you wouldn't think.
Right.
To let you know that. Cause I never knew that. You're a minister to me. You know what I mean? You're a construction worker. You living your life the right way, if you had me. But then when somebody tell you something like that, you'll say, oh, so you really came from... You know what I mean? You can understand somebody a little bit more.
How old were you when he had that conversation with you when he was passing away?
About 13, probably 14.
And that's kind of like a critical age, because that's the moment where, as a father, you start to feel like you don't want to, like, because, you know, you got an 8-year-old. You're telling the 8-year-old just stay out of trouble, shit like that. And then all of a sudden they start to be 13, 14, 15. You start having to give them, like, real advice, how to really handle situations, right?
Yeah, but the thing about it is, you know, due to the fact I know how he would have told me to do it, that's how I did it anyway. And I ain't want to make it no harder on my mama. You know what I mean? So that one, you know, I was raised on morals.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't never let that leave, whether he left or not.
So what was your relationship with your mom like?
Me and my mom cool. I made sure she good.
Mm-hmm.
I called her right now.
When did you, so what were you like before the street shit? What were you like when you were in like elementary school and shit like that?
Yeah.
You were shy?
Yeah, I was always shy, but I was always like, you know what I mean? The kid that girls be talking about they want to talk to and shit, you know what I mean? Like in the corner, not saying nothing, doing my work. I'm smart too. Let you know.
You did all right in school?
Yeah, I graduated early.
How tall are you?
6'3".
No wonder the girls like you. A 6'3" guy. That does it. So when did you start to like get into trouble and shit? Were you always getting in trouble, or was there a specific moment where it got bad?
Nah, actually, the thing about trouble is trouble actually turned me to the right way. Trouble didn't, you know what I mean? Like, every time I got in trouble, I looked at it more of as a learning experience. Excuse me, that moon rock.
Those moon rocks make you cough like a motherfucker, huh? Matt's over here poisoning everybody.
Yeah, but so shit, like trouble, when I got caught stealing, I'm looking like, damn, I don't want to go to jail for stealing no more. I'd rather be a real gangster if I'm, you know what I mean? So, and I was young, so, when I just turn around in trouble, I get to seeing my life, and I tell myself I don't want to be heading that direction. And I dodged a lot of bullets. If my record, I had a full record. A lot of felonies could have been there, but I don't have no felonies.
How old are you?
I'm 27 years old.
27. So when did most of these arrests take place? When was the first time you got arrested?
I was getting arrested probably from like 20 through 24, on and off, you know what I mean, which I ain't proud of, but you know.
And was it all drug shit?
I was arrested.
Shit?
Huh?
Drug shit?
Yeah, most of them was drug related. One time, I think it was violation probation. Anybody who know about that know you can't really do too much but sit till goddamn court date come up.
What, when you violate your probation, they just make you sit until the court date?
Yeah,
so
shit like that.
Then how long you sit in that?
Out, you know what I mean?
How long did you sit on that one?
That's the time. I think that, I ain't gonna lie, that's the time I sat the most. It was probably like, about 7-8 months maybe.
Waiting for a court date?
Nah, it wasn't just court date. I was the one pushing it back. I always been my own lawyer. I'm finna beat it. I really push it back.
Really?
Instead of taking what y'all give me and just walking up out of it.
And then you did beat it?
Yeah.
You acting as your own lawyer?
Not acting as my own lawyer.
Oh, okay.
End up buying a lawyer and some more shit. But you know, just circumstances. I figured it out, basically.
Yeah. See, the main interview that comes up when you search your name on YouTube is basically, I was selling drugs to rappers before I started rap.
For real? Damn.
So is that the truth? How'd that become a part of your life?
It's the truth, but
I have no recollection
it's
of this.
It's kind of like, yeah. Life is like, it's the truth, but it's not like I'm telling you that to tell you to go sell drugs. I'm telling you that because when you hear designer drugs, you might hear, I'm just letting you know that was me as a person.
Mm-hmm.
I really been rocking designer, dealing with drugs and to be real, it never been major distribution for me. Like, I might just have some drugs that everybody want. Like, right now, I got common drugs, some lean. Somebody might want some. I don't sell drugs now, but that's how easy drug selling is. It ain't like you got to be the biggest dope man in the world with 50 brick. So, it's, you know what I mean? Now, when I say I sold drugs, I sold drugs to rappers, That was light work.
You're talking about designer drugs?
Yeah, that was light work. That was designer drugs.
Yeah. So is that were you the lean man at a certain point in your life?
Definitely.
What was
definitely. I think I was
still is.
Like, nigga, fuck, not to say that, but I think I was one of the first. You can ask the hood, though. The hood gonna tell you that. I was one of the first lean drinkers there is. But I don't really, I ain't too big on trying to run back and say who did what first. But yeah, I've been sipping for a minute. Activist. Like, we used to pour Ack and everything.
You
Orange
missed that?
Crush. I'm really leaning toward doing no drugs more than missing drugs.
Really?
Yeah.
What makes you feel like that?
Just being a man. You always got to step your game up.
Well, now your career's getting bigger, too. Is it hard to balance being fucked up all the time and also being the celebrity?
Nah, hell nah. You choose. I make the choices that I choose. And like, I'm stuck on it and I need it. I go get some fucking lean. God, light lean.
Is it a daily thing?
I don't drink liquor, though. I look at some people like, hey, we all choose our poison.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think of that sometimes.
I think more for me, I'm a money person, so it's more of a money thing. It's more like, shit, I'm trying to save some more money, man. Fuck this shit. You know what I mean?
But lean's an expensive-ass fucking habit, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just started buying it once in a while recently, and I'm like, God damn, this would get real bad real fast.
Yeah, I bought a pint already.
Out here? How much you pay?
Yeah.
four digits or three?
Definitely three. I pay like 700. No,
that's dope though. All right, so Hood Rich. How did you start rapping? And did you just get in with Hood Rich like very, very early on in the career? How did this happen?
I started rapping from the hood. I mean, hood. My name Hood Rich Paulo Juan because I feel like I was a rich hood person. You know what I mean? I was a hood. I always was in the hood, me and my mama, but I felt like we was going to be rich. I had a rich spirit, so. But I started rapping because, to be honest, I was always the freshest person, and people used to just tell me, get in there, let me get in there. When I did it, they loved it, so I always kept rapping, like, kind of like dudes just came here. Like, I never asked anybody, do you like this? Mm-hmm. Nah, they always just, it might be Peso playing my music. Not saying Peso, because, you know, but anybody, it might be him playing my music for me, and you like, you know what I mean? It just graduated on its own. So I never forced it on anybody.
So were you just like, you know, the guy who was like in the studio and you might do a verse here, a verse there, and you weren't taking it serious, and then it just started to transform into that?
Nah, it wasn't that. It was I was a guy who I did a little bit when I was very, probably like 20 maybe or something, but I stopped and went full-fledged in the street because I also kind of was one of the people who felt like rappers is boogie, bro. They ain't got no money. It's really somebody doing this for them. They lying. You know what I mean? So I ain't want to be a liar and just be, in which I wasn't even when I was rapping back then, because I was rapping about Bally and doing this and that, and I was doing it. But I just felt like being street was cooler than being a rapper. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Back then. But I kind of graduated. Like, if you had me now, shit, bro, being rapping is the best and coolest thing that can ever happen to a black man. Or whatever color you are, because it's like it gives you a chance to express yourself, and people accept you for expressing yourself.
Do you like any white rappers? I noticed your little hesitation there. I was like, I bet he can't think of a white rapper he likes.
Nah, it's not too big on color, because I'm gonna be honest, I don't like any rappers. I'm not. If you add Peso, and he would have to be honest, ask him what rapper you gonna hear. Like you hear me play, and I don't even play. I don't even really like listen to myself too much. You know what I mean? I don't look at YouTube. I don't go to World Star, hip hop every night. I don't do any of that. So I'm kind of lost when it comes to who hot. You
That's know what interesting.
I mean? I catch up later. Like, you know what I mean?
See, somebody was asking me recently, like, about hanging out with rappers. And I was like, one thing you wouldn't expect is that a lot of rappers refuse to listen to any rapper besides themselves. Just because, you know, and that,
nah, but
to
one
me,
thing
that's a sign
is,
of confidence.
This, nah, I'm not like that. Now, once you play it, I'm saying I don't do it. Like, I don't know what the Thug CD is and when it's come out, even though that's my personal friend. Mm-hmm. I don't know when, you know what I mean? Migos, I know these folk personally, but I don't know when you know what I mean? Now, if your campaign's so strong that I got to know that Culture drops 127, then I got to know there's nothing I can do. Or a Peso player and I like it and I pick a liking to it, I do pick a liking to music.
That
I ain't
culture's
gonna lie,
hard,
tell
huh?
You some shit. Yeah, hey, yeah. Right, nigga, a girl played it, Bad and Bougie. First time, became my favorite song instantly. That's all I played every morning.
That song, Slippery, yeah, with Gucci. Like, yeah. You know what I'm talking about? The song, huh? Slippery with, yeah, Gucci. That's the one.
Yeah, I like that one. I like that. I like a lot. I like a lot of them. Migos, one of my favorite rap group. Well, they definitely my favorite rap group, and they also individually one of my favorite rappers. Like, they in the top, goddamn, at least 7, I say, with all 3 on.
Right. Yeah, you have mad songs with them too. How do you get into knowing them that well?
Just life. With me, it ain't too big. You just run into somebody and know them. Like, you know what I mean? In Atlanta, we don't look at stars like stars. They just regular people. So when you say, how do you get to know somebody like Migos? It's kind of like, they just regular. They working hard as fuck.
They do so much music that I feel like they're the, you know, they do have albums and shit, but they aren't scared to put out a lot of fucking verses with other people and shit.
Yeah, they shout out to Migo, man. Show a lot of love. They put, you know what I mean? I feel like they finally getting the credit they deserve. You know what I mean?
That's
what
I'm saying.
They always been one of my favorite. And Bad and Bougie was my number one for sure. So when it became the world number one, you know, I was happy for him.
When they first came out, I would not have guessed that we would be talking about them with number one records 5 years later.
5 years later,
what
though.
What the fuck? They really are that good, though.
Yeah.
Like, they really are.
I'll say the beast, though.
Yeah. Well, I forget who it was saying that he seen them in the airport, and that's when he knew they were going to be stars because they were all dressed alike. They all had outfits that were like different, but sort of matching. And that's
let me tell you, it's funny because I'm in it. That's when I caught Quavo. I was going to get 27s right here, and he was getting his petite. So
oh shit,
he getting his petite. And he like yeah. So when he get it, boom. Offset, Eric, we pull up on Offset, take off. I ain't seen him in a minute. So, you know, we just talking about the old days, shit, talking about shit. So they telling me, yeah, I'm finna go get a petite.
What's a petite?
The little watch. The watch that they got, you know what I mean? I ain't too big on all that either, but I know that motherfucker icy, though. I know that much. So, goddamn, they telling me they finna go get it. I'm like, for real? Man, sure enough. Boom. All three on petite. So... they do that, you know what I mean? They do that common. They do that. They make it look good, though. Mm-hmm. And then they not no haters. So, you know, can't nothing work if you hating on each other.
Yeah, that's a fact. So,
enough right. About the Migos, though.
Yeah, let's talk about your music.
Rich, Paulo on the bed. You know, got Drew, Rich Peso over there, you know, going on. It's
yeah,
like
I see world. You doing songs with all these drug rich guys. Got mixtapes with them and everything. That's Drug Rich Peso.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Him, too?
Nah, it's only Money Power Spread, the label, man. It's Hood Rich Pablo Juan, Drug Rich Peso, Drug Rich Hit. That's it.
Okay, and heck, he ain't here, though?
Nah, he ain't here. He holding down.
You should have brought Jose Guapo with you, too. That's the mixtape I've been listening to so much with you and him.
Yeah, true enough. If you go and check any of the stats, man, I make good collab CDs. I can make a CD with nobody on it, like, however you want it, man. Good music.
You got new projects coming up because that tape's like almost 6 months old. I've been listening to that shit so much the past week.
So you ready for a new one, basically?
I am ready for a new one, I got to be honest. But I could probably go back and spend some time with the older ones more, too.
Nah, ain't nothing wrong. I get old on music too fast. So I understand the market. That's kind of why I like playing in it. Because I think about it, like, what would I be saying if I... You know what I'm saying? I kind of think, like, what would I say to myself if I wasn't a rapper?
Right.
And that's how I kind of move.
That's how you think?
Like, I know music get old.
Interesting. Yeah, so do you feel like you're making music for yourself, or do you feel like you're making music for the fans at this point? Like, who are you thinking about?
Both of them. Mm-hmm. Music for myself, the fans. I definitely make real music for myself that I can go back and listen to and be like, damn, that's hard. Because I know that I really did it, so it'd be extra hard like that.
Yeah, I think it's hard for, like for me, I could go listen to a rapper talk about selling crack, and I don't even give a fuck, because I never sold crack. But if you really sold crack, how can you listen to some 16-year-old kid talk about selling crack?
Ask me, he really living that lifestyle.
Hey, man, it's a lot of rappers that want to be trappers. There's a lot of trappers that want to be rappers.
Ain't that true?
But that ain't, you know what I mean? I don't know nothing about that one.
It doesn't work out that well. Those are the 45-year-old guys in Atlanta with the vans, with the picture of themselves on the outside of the van. Those are the trappers that want to be rappers.
Please don't do that.
Is that the corny ass shit? What corny shit do you see from struggle rappers that bothers you?
I don't see corny rappers.
It doesn't even enter into your fucking brain.
Hell nah, man. Real shit. I don't even waste the time of my day. Me and Peso will be doing some other shit for we. You know what I'm saying? I don't even know your name, buddy. We do know the name of the new strand that just came out. What it's called? Banana. Yeah.
Banana.
That way. They like went from lemon tree to banana. We just popped open the seal on that bubblegum cookie. That way, designer drug.
How many blunts you smoking a day?
About 50.
50?
Yeah. We get boxes of backwoods.
You guys get boxes of backwoods from this fool. Okay.
You see what we doing? Passing them back before?
Yeah, I see. You guys are just trading.
It won't even get high no more. I think that I'm not high no more.
Both of these got moonrock in them and I'm finna roll up.
Man, you guys got fucking lungs of steel, man. I can't smoke the fucking moon rocks like that.
We got more money to get. We got more shows to do.
Yeah. That's what's up.
High respect.
Yeah, I come. Yeah. L.A., shout out to L.A. to be shout honest. To I can't say it's my second home, because my second home, D.C.
Why D.C.?
It just is. You know, it just is. It's D.C., like, I love D.C., bro. Like, it's nothing but love. It's probably 2-3 haters in the corner, jacking off. You know what I'm saying? With their finger in their ass, pussies. But at the same time, it's a lot of love, man. I got all the real ones with me, so shout out to D.C., but... L.A. is definitely becoming like the third home. It's between L.A. and New York. I don't know yet. You know what I mean? I ain't figured it out.
Still working on it. Well, you like New York too?
Mm-hmm.
Damn. Really with all the fashion shit. Yeah, I could see you fucking just flexing out there downtown.
Really? Fuck it. LA, the third home, baby. They ain't got no weed.
We here.
How's Fashion Week for a trap all star like you, though, man?
I wasn't really at Fashion Week. I had some shows.
Oh, okay.
But I did go on Saturday. I ain't gonna lie, I just went to go get my beat on F01. I didn't know who fashion was what, who was twerking and walking. And, you know what I mean?
You played Yams Day a couple months ago, though.
Yeah, nah, shout out to Yam. That was one of the first people to ever believe in me.
Oh, you did know him?
Yeah, hey, yeah.
How'd you meet him?
Through, like, we had a spot called The Lobby, and then everybody used to pull up.
In Atlanta. And he would just come through, and he fucked with your music? Damn, I thought he was a little bit too early for you.
Back then, it was like, I was one of them trappers that didn't trap, you know what I mean? I just had one song that play in Yams to listen to it. Like, that's hard, but you need to keep going. Like, you know, that's how I told you, that's how I started rapping. So, more people doing that to me, like, they literally would happen. I'd do something, and people would be like, boy, that shit hard, bro. And me being me, I'm a businessman, so I'm like, damn. So, you know, I turn rap to a business. Also fun. Funnest thing, funnest business you can ever be in.
Were you always, like, creative or artistic when you were younger?
Boy, I can't. But, like, that's the best part about rap, that it's not just rap. You can also give them your art and your creative ideas. So it's a mixture of everything. Your own lingo, like, you get to give them the, like cool words, like I'm a Muslim. I be mixing little Muslim sayings
really?
In there. Like,
it'd be the truth.
It'd be real truth. Like, you know what I mean?
Give me an example. A song I can go back to and notice some Muslim slang.
I say, I whip up the brick with my left arm, my nigga slime. You say, Laurent, go to New York with my nigga, son. I sleep with the chopper, don't need no alarm. Grass, chickens, it look like a farm. Go around the city, I'm dropping our bomb. Think I'm a lick, I'm gonna cut out your tongue. I be in Louis like Farrakhan. You know what I'm saying? So, it's just fun to me because I really be, if you look at me right now, I got like 8 Louis belts. You know what I mean?
8 Louis belts on right now?
Nah, not right now. I'm just saying, I got, it's just, I really be in Louis, and I mean, Muslim, so to me, that's a cool bar. I'm like, yeah.
That's dope.
Go.
Hey, so how many belts should a grown man own? I was wondering this when I was watching you. I noticed you got a lot of belts.
Yeah, I mean, as far as a grown man, I'm going to be real, it's not that serious, but as far as me and what I always wanted, it's kind of like, when you get a chance, you got to do what you want to do, and I always wanted this color and that color. Ooh. I don't want to mess up these belts, so let me buy some more. Because it's kind of like, even whether it's a belt or a goddamn pair of shoes, if you wear it too many times, it's gonna get destroyed. So instead of me destroying one belt, I go buy 9 and none of them get destroyed.
Okay. How much does that cost for a Louis belt?
This one is kind of a rare one. It's reversible. I paid maybe like $700.
$700? Is that almost like Gucci ones are too?
Gucci a little cheaper.
I'm trying to get into the expensive belt game. I'm trying to be that kind of guy, that kind of podcaster.
That's right, baby. Designer, drugs, you know that.
Wait, when do you remember when you first got interested in fucking like designer clothes and shit, though?
Shit, I got it young, baby. I ain't gonna lie, I was a businessman young, like 19, 20, and I used to wear Bally and like everything Bally. I had purple and brown Bally belts. I had so much exclusive shit, like it's back then, Gucci. But, you know. To me, the name of the game is not what you spend. It's how you wear it. Like, I don't think something, like, you can spend $6,000 on a Louis to the floor fit, and then somebody come in and outdo you with a Nike suit. So,
right.
You know what I mean? It ain't about what you spend.
Atlanta's competitive like that, though, huh? With the clothes and shit. You guys seem like you're really, you're always looking in Atlanta for a reason to say somebody ain't doing something right. Like, if his outfit ain't right, you guys just, in Atlanta, they let you know real quick.
Yeah.
Are you getting on Snapchat right here?
Take this shit off.
He's taking a selfie, I think. Nah. I'm kind of paranoid that you're going to drop that blunt in your lean.
Nah, skirt. We going up right now. IG. Hoodrich_Pablo1. Y'all make sure y'all follow the Done Money Power Spit label.
Going down.
The lifestyle.
We on live right now, too.
Hey, what up?
Drug Rich Peso. You feel me?
I'm probably the only white guy that's ever been on your Instagram story.
Nah.
Peso definitely is a skateboarder that deals with white
people. Oh, for real? Yeah. Can you skateboard?
Yeah, definitely.
For real? What you got?
You
Moves. You got
nah, I don't have no
oh,
moves.
You
but
go
can
down
I
the
ride it? Yeah,
ride,
I can ride,
he can ride,
I can ride it down the hill, but I can't goddamn. I give the peso because I'm not even, I be looking like I got a lot of money in tattoos. Be like, it ain't even worth trying to trick.
Yeah.
Now, can I do it or not? You can't say that.
The older you get, the more it's like, God damn, are you really going to fucking kill yourself trying to do a trick on your bike or your skateboard?
Hell no, you really going to goddamn fuck up your watch.
You could take the watch off for the fucking kickflip. In the jewelry.
Yeah, I skateboard in the jewelry.
Yeah, he crazy, man.
But you guys, I don't even know if you know this, but motherfuckers.
Shout out to Drew Rich Hick, man, even though he ain't in the building. He in the building.
So they be skating in like crazy nice shoes and outfits and shit now on Instagram. Dudes would be posting clips like that. Flexing $1,000
yeah,
outfits, all that shit.
I go get the newest skateboard shoes, freshest skateboard set up, and I'm out there with my boys, and we just vibing.
That's what's
every
up.
Every day I go to the skateboard.
You got Draco on your face too, huh?
Yeah, stick. No, this ain't Draco. This the real one. This the one with photo Draco. This not Draco. This the real one. This the one I come out the woods with. You know what I'm saying?
A Draco's over? Is that what you're telling me?
No, I said the Draco came after this one, but this the official tissue one.
Right. People be talking about Draco so much, though. It might be the end of the
We all know. Before you say that and you say that, I was just finna say, we all know what's going on.
We all know
what
going
what
on
man, you know
everybody
what I'm saying?
Got Draco, though, but you know.
Shout out to y'all know what's going on.
You saying everybody in Atlanta's got a Draco?
Nah, we saying everybody know what's going on. Yeah. That's why the C name, Master Sensei. That's why we Money Power Spit, the label, the biggest label there is. You know what I mean?
So, Master Sensei, you have any kind of martial arts background?
Nah, hell nah. I kind of used it like I liked it, Master IP, because I found out he was the one that taught Bruce Lee. But Bruce Lee is everybody who everybody know, so I know it. You know what I mean? I'm kind of Master IP. I taught your favorite. You know what I mean? Your favorite rapper, really? What he do? And that's the honesty.
You're chopping bricks like a sensei. That's all you gotta say. Is that the
and it's crazy because if you listen to old music, I've been saying sensei. Cuckoo crazy, like everything I used to say.
That's the truth.
I used
right
to be like the sensei. Just sensei, I don't know. Shit. I always felt like I was somebody who gave it to other people to turn up with. You know what I mean?
But that's kind of like, I think sensei might be some new slang that's coming, because I heard girls say that too, like, to guys. Like,
shout out to myself. You do that shit. That's the new slang.
You do that shit.
Do that shit.
Do that shit, nigga.
Do that shit.
You do that shit.
Yeah, you step in that motherfucker, you got on something, we just like in your own little own swag and shit. You do that
you
shit.
You do that shit, okay.
You
do that
you know shit. What I'm saying? And shout out to LA.
I look at you right now,
you
do, you
know
that,
it's crazy.
You do that white tee shit.
LA is where we spread it at, man. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to LA, y'all do that shit. You know what I mean?
They got good weed.
LA do that shit, man. You know what I mean?
What if somebody came up to me showing me that mixtape and I was like, yeah, bro, you do that shit. Like, kind of pandering. Like,
they'll say, you do that shit.
You do that shit.
You do
shout
that
out
shit.
My nigga Scott, man. He do that shit.
Yeah, shout out to everybody. Shout out to everybody in the world. Shit. Shout out. I love y'all.
Hey, so you reference Gucci a lot as your favorite rapper.
Yeah.
Did he?
Nah, not my favorite.
Not favorite, okay.
Yeah, I ain't never say that. I got a lot of respect for Guwap, but I couldn't lie to myself and say he's my favorite rapper. He's a good businessman. I respect him, but as far as rap, hell nah. I probably like goddamn, it's a mixture between Offset and Thugger, maybe.
Oh, okay. That's what's up. Yeah, I feel like Gucci might have inspired you to do illegal things early on in your life before the rap shit.
A lot of people did. Shout out to everybody, man. Jeezy, I ain't gonna lie. Much as Gucci hate Jeezy and Gucci is from my hood, Jeezy, Trapper Die did a lot to the streets too, though. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So. Shout out to everybody who gave their wave and gave their little percentage of what's going on today, you know what I mean?
That's all Atlanta trap music evolution. Like, we had to go through Jeezy and Gucci to get to Migos, to get to you, to get to, you know, we had to go through Scooter to get to, and OJ to get to you, you know?
Yeah,
but sure. That gradual evolution.
Did you though?
Well, for me personally, it's all been a long, steady evolution of all these guys from Atlanta talking about trapping, you know? You do that shit.
Yeah, nah, but I'm gonna be real shit. With music, you know, it evolved into one of the biggest businesses there is.
It's crazy.
You know what I mean? Because everybody wanted to, I remember everybody wanted to be goddamn a pretty boy, even though I wasn't one. But then everybody wanted to be a drug dealer. Like, it was a time when dope dealers, you knew who it was, they was kind of evil. You look at them like the worst person in the world. Then it became a time where everybody got a weed pack in their book bag, somebody got a Nick for sale. You know what I'm saying? So, and it was like an era, like a drug dealer era, like, let me get me a bomb era.
And now I feel like you could be a pretty drug dealer now, or a pretty rapper drug dealer.
Definitely, you know? A lot of, come on, man. It's
like
definitely,
your outfit right now, 10 years ago, they wouldn't have known what to do with that. They'd be like, nah, you can't be selling dope.
You know what's crazy?
Like
I always been in the hood like this, low, like with skinny jeans. I made them and sell me. The OGs, like, to this day, they, you know what I mean? But I wasn't no lame. I was a real tough kid. So when I came with my skinnies, and it wasn't no, you get to just talk about me type shit. I wasn't on that one.
Right. Man. Hey, so what's your relationship with social media like? Because that's a big deal. You know, you got to use Instagram and shit to publicize yourself these days.
It's like a business. Instagram is a business. Shout out to Instagram. Shout out to Twitter. Because I like releasing music from Twitter. And I like Instagram for the pictures. For, you know what I mean? It's like a wall. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Picture hold 1,000 words. So you got your little wall. You can go back and look. I'll have you some pictures. It's cool. I like shit like that. I like smart shit and creative shit.
Do you ever put out like the snippets on Instagram and Snapchat and shit to figure out what people think of certain songs?
I don't have to figure out, man. It's kind of like, I'm going to be real. When you one of them people who everything you do, people already like, you don't ask yourself anymore.
That's how you feel?
Of course.
That's a high level of confidence right there. I like that.
Like, come on, bro. Like, everything, like, it's not trying to be funny or nothing, but have you ever just seen me do some off the wall? I don't think nobody's seen me do some shit that they ain't say, yeah, that's, you did it the right way.
We can't go find a rap video of you from, like, 5 years ago that you're a little embarrassed of?
Hell no. I'm not embarrassed of nothing. I can't wait for you to find whatever you want to find.
There's a lot of rappers you can feel that way, though, about. You'd be like, give it back 3 years. You're like, what the fuck is this?
Hey, man. Oh. Let me see that Louis bag, Black. Hand me that peso. Show y'all what L.A. really look like.
Oh, here we go. Passing like, the designer like, bags over. Here we go.
Yeah, you know we got, you know what I mean, Farrakhan.
Very interested to see what's in this thing.
Which one you want to smoke? Shout out to Metro Boomin' this cookie. We got
looks like cat food.
Bubble gum. We got Girl Scout.
What you got?
This is a
Gorilla. Okay. Everybody got a bag out here.
We got some strawberry moon rock. We got some gummies right here.
What happens if you don't smoke weed? Do you lose your mind?
Nah. I'm not too big on being an addict at anything, to be real with you, bro. I'm not too big on, like, being an addict. Like, I'm kind of cool. Like, when I'm in L.A., I like smoking a lot of weed. But when I go back home, I don't think it's, like, I know it's not the same level of weed. Like, it's not, I shouldn't even be searching for it. But then I go broke. It ain't L.A.
In Atlanta, it's harder to get good weed?
When I'm in Rome, I do what the Romans do.
I feel like there shouldn't be any drought for weed in Atlanta, given what I see on World Star.
We smoke cookie every day, man. Do not believe anything.
So what, did Cookie take over the world?
Let me tell you something, bro.
Bad and Bougie has like 8 Cookie shout-outs.
Man, that's cool, man. But I'm saying, like, shout-out to Cookie, shout-out to Migo, but...
Well, that's burner
shit,
right?
I remember a time when Migos didn't want cookies.
Oh, word?
Yeah, Migos like the OG only. You know what I mean? Cookies became hot over a certain amount of time.
You think you were a big part of that?
Nah. I definitely ain't. I'm not even from Cali. I didn't bring cookies to Atlanta.
Yeah,
I liked it. I was one of the people that liked it first. I always liked cookies.
I'm all about watching the blunt rolling technique right here. Are you one of those guys who leaves big ass chunks in it, or do you break them down a lot? Down to the last drop.
We the best bet.
We need another foe. Pow up.
Convincing? We got more. We don't need no more lean. We gonna cool out. Just have fun with it, man. Don't never become no abuser or no junkie to the point where you get sick or you need it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of mathematics.
I'm not going to lie. I drank a 4.
Shout out to Matt, man.
Ago.
Tell him the math on what we've been pouring one time, Matt.
This guy's like a mathematician. He's like 12, 8 and a 64.
Can you get in that a little bit?
What's that?
Get in the mic.
Yo, my guy's like a mathematician. He's like 2 and a 12, 8 and a 64. He makes fucking numbers happen.
Jeez. I drank a fucking 4 over the course of a whole night a couple weeks ago, and the whole next day I was reeling. I felt like I just got my ass beat or something.
Yeah.
Beginner shit.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. When you first get on that lean, it's like that first weed high. It's kind of fun because you're like, oh shit, I'm really high.
Yeah, this
after
is different.
After a minute, I don't even think you get high. It's just part of your day.
Yeah.
Just sipping a cup.
I was definitely like, damn, I need a fucking Uber. I can't drive home like this. I'm a fucking mess.
Yeah.
So, alright. So we answered how many backwoods you smoke a day. It was said 50.
Peso said 50 ounces. Oh no, nah, between me and Peso, if he, we might roll up 25
man,
apiece.
We smoke.
We did. I definitely probably smoke from a half to a zip. A day.
Yeah, I'm up, man. A box of Batwoods, man. Nothing that shit be going.
Nah, he right though. If you put both of us together, that's probably about 50 blunts.
Three of us, me, you, and Heck, going slap.
Oh well, if you put Heck in there, about 150.
You guys together every day?
Yeah. Mostly every day.
That's up.
But you know, we got separate lives.
Yeah, well, that's.
I don't even look at it. I don't know what the girlfriend look like. I don't even look at her.
You never did that or what?
I never looked at her.
Oh wait, he has a girlfriend and you never seen her?
Yeah.
Or I thought you were saying you never had a girlfriend.
I'm saying I don't. Basically, I don't. You know what I mean? Some parts of life, I don't even know if he has a girlfriend. Mm-hmm. I'm basically saying some parts of life I don't know about.
You know yeah, what I mean? Feel like you leave that shit at home. It's like if you join the army, you ain't supposed to be talking about your kids every day, right? Mm-hmm. You become a rapper, you can't be talking
I
about
got
your girlfriend.
A girl, though.
You do?
Yeah.
Well, that's good. We all have, that's like your escape
my
from
bitch,
the street life.
Bougie.
Your escape from the street life. You go cuddle, listen to fucking Dave Matthews Band, and fucking rub the back of her head, right?
Yeah, true enough. You never lie.
Anyway, so what's your deal with QC? They manage you or something? What's the relationship?
Nah. Relationship, I love QC. Shout out to P. Shout out to Migo, Boat, all of them. They're my family. They like brothers and cousins.
Okay, but you're not you're officially on paperwork with them or anything?
I'm not officially on paperwork with anybody.
Okay.
Money, Power, Spirit, War Rules.
So that's your label?
Yes.
Okay. What's you friends with Pee Wee Longway? Is that a big thing with you guys? Is that sort of somebody you came up under a little bit?
I didn't come up under anybody.
That's our own lane.
Okay.
I didn't come up under anybody. Never repeat that.
When I was here at NPR, though, that's like, I feel like he had a mixtape called that back in the day. That was when I first started hearing that.
Never had an NPR mixtape.
Oh, no, it was NPA. Oh, I'm over here fucking lacking.
Yeah, nah, it's all good. Money, Power, Respect is it's something that came about because I really meant it. When I said Money, Power, Respect, I meant it. Like, I wasn't going for nothing less. And I niggas know I ain't playing about that shit. Money, Power, Respect.
What you think the money plugs and guns?
You know what I mean? And this shit kind of bigger than. Not trying to say it like that, but, you know, shout out to everybody because we fuck with everybody. But I think it's bigger than a type of gang or anything like that because it's real life. Like, it's the real ones, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And everybody grab a lot. And then when it's 10 real ones, it look better than 5 real ones separate, you know what I mean? So shout out to Money, Power, Spread. We all come together.
That's what's up. So when you look at, like, your career and where you're at right now, what do you feel like the next steps are? What do you need to do to take your career to the next level? What do you got planned? That kind of shit.
Right now, it's just, it's all about thinking and not thinking too hard. Like, I'm just dropping. I'm always going to give you new music, new singles. I'm going to give you new singles, new tapes. I'm going to give you, new singles, new tapes, new videos. And also, I got to get the people what they want. Like, we're going to drop merch. I got a website. I just dropped moneypowerspec.com where you can go back and see everything. You know what I mean? You can see the dates that we going on shows and shit.
Videos.
Yeah, videos, shit like that. So it's all about just being smart. So my next move is just letting it develop how it's coming and also being smart about it by catching it and, you know what I mean, controlling your wave. Right. I don't let nobody else control the wave.
Do you you haven't really done the merch thing yet?
Nah, not yet. But I ain't gonna lie, everything that I wear is like, just the whole world loves it.
How would you describe that?
I don't mind.
It's like money flipping type noise sound effect you just did.
I promise you, like, nobody's gonna lie to you and say I'm lying. Everything I wear, the world just, you know what I mean, like, realize go, and I don't mind that. So it's kind of like right now. I'm still wearing other people's clothing, but in my head, I'm like, bro, I really want to create my own jeans,
right?
Own T-shirts, socks and all, and I'm not even going to put my name on it. You're not even going to know it's me.
So that's what I was wondering. Are you going to design shit, do collabs like with bigger brands?
Yeah,
brand
shit.
Shit?
I'm going to design shit. I'm going to design my own clothes, and I'm not going to let you know it's me. Never. I'm going to keep rapping. You're going to look at my video.
You just be like, damn, he's rocking some fresh shit.
Yeah, when I start wearing it, we start wearing it, then you wear it. It is what it is. Yeah. You'll figure out later on.
I need to be on that list, the Hood Rich, Pablo Juan, fucking flowless.
I definitely bring you some samples. But
yeah, give me some crazy pants that look like that make True Religions look like nothing with like all kinds of.
I want to tell you the ideas I got for clothes, but I couldn't because.
They're
going to
eat it up.
Come out.
Snatch
then,
it up real quick.
Yeah, so it's coming soon. Just know what I look like and what a shirt that I go and buy and a shirt that I would really wear is going to be two different things. So if you like how I dress now, you definitely going to like how when I sell clothes.
Why? It's just going to be more intense, crazier shit happening?
It's going to be some shit that I just, some fast shit that I know I, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like some shit I would definitely wear. Like when you go in the store and you pick out, you say, nah, yeah. It's going to be that, but times two, because I get to create, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what's up. All right, well, it was dope getting to have this conversation. Is anybody you want to shout out? Anything you want to let us know before we wrap this up?
Shout out to Batwood. Shout out to Matt. Shout out to No Jumper. Shout out to Drug Rich, Hood Rich, Money Power Spread. Shout out to everybody in the world, man. Shout out to your bitch, my bitch, his bitch. All the bitches, man. You know what I'm saying?
I bet you got a bad bitch. Bad and bougie.
You already know that. I mean, shit, look at my hairstyle, man.
That's what I'm saying. Damn, you got the skinniest little braids. Oh, damn, actually. I didn't even realize. That's all I'm saying. Those are detailed.
But I ain't gonna lie, though. I ain't getting it like this no more. This shit take too long.
Did it really take too long? That's the thing I respect the most about rappers is how much time they must put into their hair these days, dyeing it and shit. That's such a commitment, you know? Like, Yachty's got to be in there, like, at least once a week getting his shit redone red, right?
Yeah. I thought about it, too, a little bit.
Oh, man. All right. So, hey, everybody, get out there. Get on that Hood Rich Pablo Warm motherfucking SoundCloud.
Yeah, Designer Drugs 2 out now. Master Sensei out now. Money, Power, Spirit, World out now. I need you to go get that. Go check the newest video. Go check the newest song. Where the concert coming to, moneypowerspirit.com.
You got an ounce of mid under your bed and you want to sell it and you need some inspiration, tune in. He's going to get your ass off the couch. You're going to go sell your mom's Xanax prescription, tune in. He's going to fucking light a fire under your ass.
Money first, man. You know.
All right. Thank you. No Jumper, YouTube, SoundCloud, iTunes. Peace.
Hood Rich. Thank you, bro. That's dope.
Yeah, you killed it.
Hey, you already got the pound. He's already calied up.
Yeah, I killed like four cockroaches.
Oh man, I was thinking about mentioning it at the end because I didn't want to get in like a weird state of mind when I started thinking about it.
Cool, you can play this part right here. Yeah, there was one point where there was a cockroach on the backwoods. And you see this little mole right here? He was in there and I zoomed in with on my Snapchat and just had his head poking out of there for like a while.
If you don't fuck with me, you're a stupid dumb idiot. I'm ballin' like an athlete, but God knows. Oh.